Today is 4th of June. I have a sad anniversary today. I have been in the army for exactly 100 days. This means that the war has been going on for more than 100 days. After all, I became a soldier on the second day of the full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine. These 100 days have become the most difficult but also the most intense in my life. They led to an almost complete reassessment of all my values, taught me to enjoy the little things like a hot tea before bed or the opportunity to change clothes in which I ran, crawled and slept for several days for clean and dry. I had a similar experience before. I was a reporter in far from the most peaceful places. And for example, in Iraq during the war against ISIS, it was also far from every day that it was possible to sleep in a bed or change clothes. But there is a huge difference between my previous and my current experiences. In reporters' work, even on the most difficult days, there is an understanding that 2 or 3 weeks of dangers and hardships and your trip will be over. Maybe not without obstacles, but you will return home to your cats, your loved ones, cold beer and your collection of the Allman Brothers Band records. Now, when the war is going on in your country and you didn't go somewhere to carry out an editorial task, but on the contrary, left all the editorial offices and went to army, now it's impossible to even imagine when you will finally be able to return home to normal peaceful life. Worse, somewhere very close, often a few dozen yards away, Russian war criminals are staying, who are doing everything to ensure that you and your comrades never return home. They fire at you with machine guns and tanks, launch rockets in your direction, drop bombs on the houses that you really want to return to. By the way, the best fighters in this war are those who really want to return home, those who dream of seeing their parents or their children, a bride or a groom. These people are much better motivated than those who came to play the invincible Rambo. They act much more rationally. They are more careful and prudent and, ultimately, much more effective than those who pose as heroes. So, this war is waged by hands, first of all, of those who want to go home, dream of a simple and peaceful life, and not of military exploits and heroic deeds. And these people, all these yesterday's boys and girls, who want to return to their mothers, want to go on dates in the evening, listen to music and watch movies, these are the people who are real supermen. They will surely defeat the enemy and rebuild the country. They will make it even more beautiful. Although I, having traveled half of the world, cannot imagine anything more beautiful than pre-war Ukraine. And I do everything I can to help these yesterday's boys and girls. For them, for the future of my country, these were my first 100 days in the war. I would very much like to see no more anniversaries associated with the ongoing wars. Not 200 days, not 150, not even 110. But at the same time, we must be prepared for the fact that this war will continue for quite a long time and will take the lives of many sons and daughters of Ukraine. But all the sacrifices, all the blood, and all the suffering will, in the end, not be in vain.